Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We always like to start with some good news every Monday here in the 7 o'clock hour of the show as we get to your business news, and a great opportunity to catch up with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. Today, it's very easy to spot some good news, not just on the business front, but several other reports here as well. Evelyn, great to have you back on the show. Merry Christmas. Are you getting excited for the holidays, getting excited for Christmas, New Year's, you name it?
Yes, I am. I heard that we're not going to have a white Christmas, which is really pretty much okay with me, but... At least we're not out there shoveling snow and sliding on the ice. So
it makes makes driving to see family a little bit easier when you don't get stuck in some of that bad weather. Although, yeah, parts of eastern Montana got some freezing rain here over the past few days. But, I don't know if it's just me again here or not. Or maybe it's because I had my Team Trump 2024 vest on, but when I went shopping last week, people were so happy. I don't think I've seen people this much in the holiday spirit in a long time. But like I say, it might have just been that people were so happy to see my Team Trump vest that I was wearing. They were, but then again, maybe it's the fact that they see some good things happening on the horizon for our country that's got people, you know, a little bit more in the holiday spirit this year.
Well, yeah, and I think that the report from the National Federation of Independent Business bears that out. They just a week or so ago released a report in which they said that business people's in their optimism index that NFIB puts out all the time, that it showed a huge breakthrough in the attitude of Main Street entrepreneurs about the economy. It rose in November to 101.7 over the 50-year average of 98. And the change in the upbeat attitude breaks a 34 consecutive month streak in which it came in below that average. So Rhonda Wiggers, who is the state director for NFIB in Montana, said that Montana's business people have had a little better average than the national. And she said Montana held down the fort while waiting for the national picture to change. So they are really reporting that everyone is happier since the election, and that is pretty much what she attributed the results to. The election results were a major shift in economic policy, leading to a surge in the optimism. She said that Main Street businesses are more certain now about future business conditions. And with 14% of business owners saying it is a good time now to expand their business, which is the highest reading they've had since June of 2021. And
very interesting. I tell you what, hold that thought. We got to hit the hard break here. We'll get to the news and the weather and then more to follow with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal right after this. Plus, the Blue Angels are coming back. That and more.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Skies turn cloudy in Bozeman today with some snow shower chances by late afternoon. Otherwise, some sun in Billings, followed by increasing clouds later in the day. High temperature readings from the mid-30s in Bozeman to around 40 in Billings. For tonight, with cloudy skies and snow showers, up to an inch possible in the Bozeman area, lesser amounts in Billings, as low temperatures stay back in the lower to middle 20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There are several holiday traditions around the U.S. Capitol. There's a big Christmas tree on the west front of the Capitol near the National Mall, and a massive gingerbread Capitol usually materializes on the house side of Capitol Hill for the holiday season. But just before Thanksgiving every year, Capitol workers wheel out a fabulous seasonal mural, which captures the essence of the season. They hang it in an otherwise drab basement hallway. Merry Christmas and a very happy new year, the sign reads in red and green Chopin script font. The tableau depicts candles atop pine garlands adorned by Christmas orbs on the left. To the right, there's a snow-covered field with four mighty pine trees. Architect of the Capitol paint shop supervisor Joseph Serafin painted the mural in 1973. It's hung in the Capitol every holiday season since, including after Serafin's retirement and death. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
What a contrast. Kids all across Montana, they're getting wholesome books shipped to their house thanks to a program supported by country music legend Dolly Parton and Montana First Lady Susan Gianforte. Meanwhile, the woke Montana Teachers Union is sending out all this woke left-wing propaganda for kids. What a crazy story. You got to see this new report from the Freedom Foundation. I've got that and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com and audio as well.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, back to it here with Evelyn Byburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. Evelyn, what you said was a couple of things stood out to me that were very interesting. One is this is a follow-up to last week's update where I think it was last week where you were talking about how there is an increase in consumer demand. Consumer sentiment is up following the November elections. So we're getting a Trump bump in consumer optimism, and that's leading more people to shop and hopefully to shop locally here heading into Christmas which is already about, it's going to take place next week, in the middle of next week. And then on top of that, now business optimism is up. But it was interesting how you made the point, or the NFIB made the point that, well, Montana, you know, the optimism was pretty good already in Montana because, you know, we're one of those red states, you know, led by a Republican legislature, a Republican governor, and others. And so optimism was pretty good in Montana, but now the whole country optimism is up for small business. I thought those two things were pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's just kind of a no-brainer. You know, you just compare the last 4 years with the previous 4 years, and you just got to go, hey, that earlier 4 years was much better, and to have an opportunity to go back to it, you know, why wouldn't you be happier? I really think that business is going to super boom. And especially so in Montana. I mean, we already have a sound footing, you know, and last week we talked about the fact that there's been more businesses registered, new business startups in Montana. And I think our biggest concern is going to be finding all the people we need to work at all these new businesses.
That's right. That's right. The other good news that you've got in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet this morning, and some of our listeners probably heard this report. Well, we shared the news as it broke here on the show and on our Montana Talks website. But the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels are returning. They're coming back to Billings, Montana in 2026. this is exciting for the entire state. I know a lot of our listeners were very excited because that air show was just so incredible. Jake Penwell, Matthew McDonald, the whole air show committee, everybody who pulled that off. It was just incredible to be a part of. But that's a big business news story as well. I don't know if anybody ever calculated what the economic impact of that was.
I'm sure somebody did, but they, like 15,000 people they thought came here. And you know, it's something that's going to be consuming the whole community for the next couple of years. I talked to Matthew regarding it, and he said it's going to be far more celebratory than the last one because 2026 is also the United States' 250th birthday.
That's right.
And they want to really push a lot of patriotic stuff with that air show, and he was really just as excited, I would say, about it being our 250th birthday as he was about the Blue Angels coming. So, you know, and I think that's great. It's something I would love to see Billings do some real special things about, too, because, 250 years is pretty good.
Yeah.
We're still...
That timing is great. Yeah, because, you know, when I first heard the schedule, I was like, oh, they're not coming until 2026. And because they released their schedule, Jake Penwell was down at the ICAST conference in Las Vegas, a couple of weeks ago. He texted us the update that the Blue Angels selected Montana. They're going to be coming back. But when they released their dates, they released their 2025 and their 2026 schedule. And it's like, we got to wait another year and a half. But that's all right. Because, that's a great point that Matthew McDonald makes here, is that that's going to be the 250th birthday for the United States of America. And, in fact, here in Montana, we actually have a full committee that I don't know if the governor made those appointments. I think it's a governor appointment, but they've got a whole committee here in Montana looking at a series of events and other things they're going to do to commemorate the 250th birthday for the United States of America. And what better way than a massive air show like this with the Blue Angels to celebrate this this great country's birthday? That's going to be great. Back in 1976, this was kind of cool, Evelyn. I think it was still Eastern Montana College back then, not MSU Billings. But back then in 1976, my dad actually toured the entire state of Montana. He was in the musical 1776 back then. So maybe we should see if the old fellow will come back and do another tour. He's still in pretty good shape. He'd get mad if I called him the old, if he knew I was calling him the old fellow right now.
Well, I think that's a great idea, though. I mean, that's a great way to, you know, commemorate the years. Go to visit a lot of different spots in a state you've never seen. Montana is a big state. I've been here all my life, and there's necks of the wood that I haven't ever seen. I think I've always enjoyed visiting a new part of the state, and more so as I've gotten older, because the state is really just so beautiful, and our history is so fascinating. If you delve into the history of Montana,
it's amazing. There's still stuff you haven't seen in Montana. So why get stuck in some airport somewhere? Miserable travel when you can just go explore another part of Montana. That's why I love having my camper. That's for sure. All right, hold that thought. The time is flying by. Yeah, what if they had another 1776 musical performance at the Fort Peck Theater, the Big Fork Summer Theater? That'd be a cool part of America's 250th, wouldn't it?
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When looking at economic performance over a long span of history, one thing stands out, and that is the seismic change that periodically occurs in the trajectory of growth. What mathematicians call inflection points line up precisely with the introduction of new technology. If you go way back, things like the transition to organized agriculture, the Renaissance, and the Industrial Revolution permanently altered how economies operated and grew. Are we on the cusp of another such event? Many people think that we may be. When artificial intelligence graduates to artificial general intelligence, or machines teach themselves, it's easy to see how the ways we produce things will change massively. The way economists measure technological progress is through something called productivity, which has wandered up and down since World War II. All the technology we've developed since then has only moved the needle a little bit over all these years. Perhaps AGI will change that. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is starting to get more media scrutiny as he heads to Capitol Hill this week to try to bolster his nomination to be health secretary. And he's been an anti-vax crusader basically for most of his career. He also talks about vaccines cause autism, and that's completely debunked by scientists. Now the New York Times reports that a close associate of his, a guy who worked on his presidential campaign, has petitioned the government to get rid of or withdraw approval from lots of vaccines, including the one for polio. Senator Mitch McConnell says, well, that's not happening. And so what's interesting is usually the president dictates the policy and the cabinet members carry it out. Here you have President-elect Trump kind of deferring to Bobby and saying, well, I'll look at that and I'll look at this, although he did say polio would be a tough sell. So will be the nomination. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Family ranchers are very disappointed in changes that are proposed in the scientific report of the 2025 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. One suggestion for the dietary guidelines is moving beans, peas, and lentils from being a subgroup of vegetables to being a subgroup of the protein category to align with evidence to encourage plant sources of protein. Wyoming rancher and president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Mark Isley, calls the trend to push people away from meat and towards plant-based proteins a terrible idea.
We work with an outstanding group of dietitians and meat scientists, and they make sure that those guidelines really are adequate. So we're working to push against that. We want to make sure we have a voice for school lunches, Department of Defense, and the dietary guidelines that includes beef as a good, nutritious protein.
Isley says the notion for Americans to cut back on beef consumption is politically driven.
It's not really addressing concerns, and I think it would head off a lot of childhood diseases in addition to adult problems that we have. I just read a fascinating story that almost half of India is diabetic. And that's why? Because they don't eat meat. They don't eat beef. So it's obviously not working.
The comment period on the 2025 dietary guidelines is open until January 16th of 2025. I'm Lane Nordland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we covered some of the good news. Now let's get to some of the bad news. A new report out from the Montana section of the American Society of Civil Engineers, giving Montana relatively poor grades regarding the state of its infrastructure. Evelyn Pyburn has more in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet for us here this morning. Yeah, Evelyn, what stood out to you?
Well, the best that Montana has done in 14 different categories that they were ranked in is a C grade, and C means that it is mediocre and requires attention. So Montana got a C in such things as aviation, bridges, dams, drinking water, energy, hazardous waste, railroads, solid waste, and wastewater. Montana got a D in two categories, which is schools and stormwater, which they indicated are very poor and at risk. The state's highest ranking, a C-plus, went to the rails category. And the schools earned a D due primarily to aging buildings and facilities, which I don't think is a big surprise to most people. They said that the challenges of upgrading our infrastructure is compounded by rising energy costs and declining student enrollment, placing additional strain on already tight school budgets. And as schools are struggling to meet the demands of their aging infrastructure while providing a safe and healthy environment for students. So I think this is kind of a directional map for the state legislature somewhat, saying, hey, this is what you need to focus on. But
that's in a lot of schools around the state, even in some of the bigger cities that have seen all of this growth in population. The growth in population are typically kind of wealthier, maybe even more retired folks that have fled some of these other states and are retiring back in Montana. So that's not bringing in younger families. And that reminds me here. And so when you have fewer kids enrolling in schools, when schools receive their funding based on how many kids are actually sitting in those chairs, how many kids are filling those seats, well, you're going to get less funding as a result. And then on top of that, I think especially in some of these AA school districts, there's probably been a lot of waste, a lot of wasteful spending over the past couple of decades, where they've spent all this money that they've gotten in extra levies and everything, and they haven't managed their budgets that well. And yet, even though they get all this money and they continue to get more money, they don't invest wisely in their infrastructure. I also wonder what extent of this is federal infrastructure. And, you know, we've seen, you know, a federal regime that in particular, that's why people were so outraged when they see this money going to these illegal aliens and all these other countries, because they're like, wait a minute, we have all these needs back here at home. I mean, we're still waiting to find out if the, you know, if the High Line is going to get funding for the St. Mary Irrigation Project, I think.
Yeah. I see these huge schools being built. And I don't know, but it would be interesting to have a comparison if these monstrously big schools are more economical than smaller schools. I truly believe that the students do better in smaller schools where they are really people and have every student has a place. And in the big schools, they just fade into the woodwork and become numbers. And you have those who excel, but, you know, most of them, you know, most students, they just do okay. And they don't, there's not enough football teams and...
Yeah, fewer sports opportunities, everything all around. Hey, Evelyn, I've got to get to the Fox News update here, but can you stick around for a couple more minutes? Because you've got a report about Gen Z young folks and what their expectations are from the job market, et cetera. If you can, stand by. We'll come back to you here in 60 seconds. Plus, when it comes to Montana and our demographic, you and what you want to talk about here in just a few minutes. Plus, one thing I want to get to is the Trump honeymoon. You know, President Trump, most presidents, after they win a successful election, they get a honeymoon. Donald Trump never got a honeymoon last time. Is he finally getting one this time? Great audio from Mark Thiessen, who was on Fox News Sunday. Let me see here. And then Evelyn said something. Oh, yeah, that was something Evelyn talked about that made me think of that audio clip. So, Evelyn, this was interesting. This was back on December 5th. So it's been a while, but I had to go pull up this old tweet. Danny Tenenbaum is a former Democrat legislator out of Missoula, and he shared this on X, shared this in a tweet. Pretty alarming Montana trend. Our population of 0 to 4 year olds is falling fast. In fact, the population of 0 to 4 year olds in Montana is 18% lower than what 2016 state demographers projected. And he said should be a priority topic for the legislature and Montana policymakers. And so it's pretty interesting when you look at it from that standpoint, when you talk about, you know, school funding and not having kids in seats and how that'll impact school funding. You said you found some research, switching tracks here. Gen Z, what does Gen Z look for in a career or in jobs? Anyway, what did you pull up, Evelyn?
Well, they look for lots of money, apparently.
And that's it.
Yeah, Inc. magazine reported that the Gen Z people, they think they need to make like over $580,000 a year to be successful. And this compares to baby boomers who say, well, if you're making $100,000, you're successful. And Gen Xers say $212,000 is a good goal for success. And millennials say $181,000 is the optimum wage, or not wage, but income. And but Gen Z says they need $588,000. Now, Inc. magazine interprets that as good, in that you're not going to make that kind of money on a hourly wage. And they're saying these young people are going into businesses. They're starting their own business. Their attitude about entrepreneurship is really high, partly because they see that that's what is necessary to make that kind of money.
Interesting. So on one hand, it's a good thing because they're wanting to go down a path that leads to economic success. On another hand, it could be, hey, money isn't going to make you happy, but it'll buy you a boat, right? But money isn't everything. So hopefully these young folks understand that as well. All right, Evelyn, appreciate your reporting.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, you never know what we're going to talk about here on this show. I just scribbled down a few things here, because just the conversations we've been having this morning already, it brought a few different thoughts to mind. Somehow we're going to go from the Gen Z folks wanting to make some money to Venezuela gold mines and Tren de Aragua, and then we're going to go back to the Trump honeymoon. Or maybe we'll start with the Trump honeymoon. We'll figure it out here. Let's see. So Evelyn was talking about how, yeah, Generation Z, this report that she just saw, they want to make money. They're focused on making money. They want to become entrepreneurs, and that's a good thing. Now, too much focus on money can also end up being a bad thing, right? Because, you know, how many successful people, they get all the money in the world and then they're still not happy. And so anyway, there's a, like anything, there's a balance. But I think what you're seeing now is, I think the Gen Z crowd is realizing, like, man, all these people were told to go to college. Don't worry about student loan debt. Just go to college, get that liberal arts degree. And people are like, whoa, that didn't work. That wasn't a good plan. Because now you got all these people that went to a liberal arts college, got a worthless degree. They have a bunch of debt. And then they're looking around saying, man, I should have been an electrician, or I should have been a plumber. I should have gone in the automotive trades industry or something. And then there's other people saying, well, I want to own my own business. And you know, maybe they're looking at software engineers who strike it big, and then now they're overnight millionaires and billionaires. And so maybe that's what they're thinking. But so it's like with anything, there's a healthy, you know, balance that you're always trying to find. But that report got me thinking. It got me thinking back to our conversation in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. So recently I caught up with a gentleman named Daniel Bruner. He lives in Bozeman, Montana. He is a retired FBI guy. He also spent time in the Navy. He was a Hispanic gang expert for the FBI, and now he's got his own security firm where he does advising and consulting, you know, for businesses, for, you know, probably high net worth individuals who need, you know, a security plan, et cetera. But something he mentioned when I went back and listened to our conversation, the most interesting thing from that conversation, if you ask me, I was talking with him during the commercial break, and I was telling him about, because we were talking about Tren de Aragua, this violent Venezuelan prison gang that the Department of Homeland Security recently confirmed is now known to have a presence in Montana. And he says, yeah, I knew they were probably operating in Montana 6-7 months ago, but hey, I didn't want to disrupt any active ongoing investigation, et cetera. But during one of the commercial breaks, I was telling him about how, you know, when I was traveling the state of Montana doing these events at cafes and restaurants, coffee shops, you name it, I noticed that there is a bunch of food delivery drivers. So what is there? There's Uber Eats. There's DoorDash. And there's some really nice people. By the way, this is their side hustle. I mean, this is how they're paying, you know, for their car insurance. Or this is how they're paying the inflated grocery prices that we've all been hit with over the past years. There's a lot of people that are doing side hustles. But that also means there's a lot of people that are paying a bunch of extra money to have food delivered to them. There are people, they will send somebody to, now I guess if you're that busy and you just need your fix of a beverage or whatever, it's worth it to you, I guess. But there are people, they will send a DoorDash or an Uber Eats delivery driver to like a local convenience store just to get them something to drink, like a pop or a soda, whatever you want to call it. We called it pop on the High Line when I was a kid. And they'll spend all this extra money just to get one stinking little beverage. There was one day I was so busy here at the office, and I thought, man, I'm going to go get you know, something for lunch. I'll just get it delivered here. And I was like, whoa, maybe not. It was like $5 extra on top of whatever, you know, it was going to cost just to get something for lunch. And so I was like, okay, I'll just I'll just head downstairs to the Montana Sky restaurant, because if you're going to pay all that money to get something delivered, why not go get something really, really good for the same price? So I did that day. But anyway, there's all these people getting this food delivered to their house. And I'm like, man, don't you people realize how much money you're wasting? Like, you could literally just spend 15 minutes and go get it yourself. But no. But anyway, I noticed that there were a lot of Spanish speaking, whether they were Uber Eats or DoorDash delivery drivers. I remember one conversation in Helena in particular. And I, you know, in broken Spanish, I asked him where he was from, and he said Venezuela. Oh, well, that's interesting. So I'm talking off air with Dan Bruner, and I said, well, because he was making the point, look, you got to be careful. You don't want people out there pointing the finger at every Hispanic person they see saying, ah, that person's illegal, or ah, that person's a drug cartel member, ah, that person's Tren de Aragua. You don't want to do that, right, for obvious reasons. I said, well, yeah, case in point, I kept running into these, you know, DoorDash delivery drivers that, you know, from Venezuela. He's like, ooh, that I would be worried about. I actually would be careful. Now, not saying that all these delivery drivers are bad. He said, but they will use that delivery service to case out homes. And Tren de Aragua specializes in, you know, home burglaries. It's like, oh, that's interesting. But he said something about Tren de Aragua and how basically Nicolai Maduro allows this Venezuelan prison gang to get all their members out of the gang and then flood America to undermine America and then do some of the bidding of a Venezuelan socialist president, Nicolai Maduro. And let's see. So what he does, he provides them financial support by giving them gold mines in Western Venezuela. Nicolai Maduro gives them gold mines. They mine the gold, they sell the gold, and then, you know, they get money put into their coffers. It's like, wow. Nicolai Maduro allows Tren de Aragua to do gold mining in Venezuela. Hell, try to get a gold mine up and running in Montana right now. The freaking socialist regime in Washington, D.C. won't get a gold mine up and running in America right now. And they did their best to not help out the Stillwater miners either with the platinum and palladium mine. But the socialists down in Venezuela will just give Tren de Aragua a gold mine. And it reminded me, and back to Gen Z and the Trump honeymoon and everything like this, Gen Z wanting to make some money. It reminded me Mar-a-Lago, because Donald Trump is already being treated like the de facto president of the United States. He's getting the honeymoon he never got to enjoy after the 2016 election when every target was on his back. And so as a result, down in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, everybody is like hanging out. Elon Musk, him and his kid, you see when his kid's like, you know, on his shoulders, Elon Musk's hanging out in Mar-a-Lago for like days and weeks at a time. They call him Uncle Elon now, the Trump grandkids. All of these highly successful people are just hanging around Mar-a-Lago. And one of them was a gentleman, and I don't know this guy, but apparently he's one of these big successful people, I think, in the software business. Mark, is it Andreessen or Andreessen? Some of you Bozeman guys are like, oh, yeah, it's my buddy Mark. Okay, well, Andreessen, whatever. Really successful guy. Listen to what Jesse Waters said about all the successful people in Mar-a-Lago, and then think about that in terms of Venezuela.
America's most successful entrepreneurs are wintering in Palm Beach. Elon already has his own villa at Mar-a-Lago. Others are just dropping in for dinner.
Have you been down to Mar-a-Lago since the election?
Yes.
How many times?
A fair amount, maybe half my time down there since the election.
Wow.
That was venture capitalist Mark Andreessen, one of the greatest pioneers of the internet, having dinners on the patio for the nightly pitch meeting. Hey, Trump, what about this? You're hired. Andreessen's not an ideologue. He's met with Biden's team, and they wanted AI to be owned by the government.
They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, and we're going to basically wrap them in a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them, and we're going to dictate what they do. This generation of Democrats, the ones in the White House under Biden, they became very anti-capitalist, and they wanted to go back to much more of a centralized, controlled, planned economy. I don't think there's been an administration this radical on economic policy, economic and tech policy, I don't think in, like, ever. The communists 100 years ago wanted industrialization because they knew that industrialization and technological advance made everybody's lives better. They just wanted to seize it all once it was built. These people didn't even want it to get built. And so something went horribly, horribly wrong in this administration.
Think about that now with Venezuela and Tren de Aragua. They allow gold mining to fund their foreign ventures. Good luck getting a gold mine up and running in Montana. Under not just the Biden regime, but any of the Democrats over the past few decades and their left-wing federal judges. They don't even allow it to get built.
This is the energy of electrification. Available Taiga's high-performance variant, nearly 500 horsepower and 278-mile EPA range rating. Choose from our complimentary charging packages so you can charge how you want. The all-electric Acura ZDX. This is the energy of innovation. Acura, precision-crafted performance. Countdown to the new year in the all-electric Acura ZDX with $0 first month payment and $1 due at signing.
Fox News commentary.
Google didn't take a hint from Bud Light or the November election. Woke is so out of style. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News.
Google is getting blasted across social media for a new holiday ad featuring a non-binary influencer. The influencer, Cyrus Vaesi, can be seen in an ad wearing women's clothing and makeup and using Google to find skincare products. Cyrus has a huge TikTok audience with over 1 million followers and is known to promote beauty products typically used by women. And while I understand it's a free country and folks are able and encouraged to live their lives as they please, pronouns and all, it does seem to be another thumbing of the nose to those who perhaps hold traditional values. It's also yet another example of a major company choosing a biological man masquerading as feminine to be the face of products or services geared towards women. A Google spokesperson is dismissing the controversy by saying the post in question is just one in a series of influencer campaigns. That's all fine and dandy, but Google was asleep on November 5th. We're sick of woke. I'm Tommy Lahren.
By late afternoon. Otherwise, some sun in Billings, followed by increasing clouds later in the day. High temperature readings from the mid-30s in Bozeman to around 40 in Billings. For tonight, with cloudy skies and snow showers up to an inch possible in the Bozeman area, lesser amounts in Billings, as low temperatures stay back in the lower to middle 20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
What a contrast. Kids all across Montana, they're getting wholesome books shipped to their house thanks to a program supported by country music legend Dolly Parton and Montana First Lady Susan G. Anforte. Meanwhile, the woke Montana Teachers Union is sending out all this woke left-wing propaganda for kids. What a crazy story. You got to see this new report from the Freedom Foundation.
At listwithamber.com. Listwithamber.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Checking in on our Montana Talks messages on the Montana Talks app here. A listener in Billings said this, and we were talking about Gen Z just wanting to make some money. I just want to be able to afford to go on vacation. There's not much I can do when my job opportunities are $15 to $20 an hour. My rent is $1,000 plus, and basic groceries are $150 plus. Yeah, money can't buy happiness, but in this economy, it also can't buy a house, a vacation, car repairs, you name it. Yeah, great point there. That's why I really appreciate this sense of urgency that Senator-elect Tim Sheehy is talking about. I appreciate the sense of urgency with President Trump. That's why he's already getting started. His cabinet nominees, normally a president's nominees wouldn't go meet with senators until after the president is sworn in and everything like that. They're already getting started because they have a sense of urgency with everything that needs to be done to get this country back on track. Let's see. John in Lockwood sent me an email a few minutes ago. Aaron, are you ready to climb into the cockpit again? Talking about the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels coming back to Montana in 2026. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I would love to climb back into the cockpit of that Blue Angels jet. But that opportunity is going to be for somebody else in 2026. So, I got the opportunity of a lifetime. I got one of two media seats for the air show back in 2023, but some new folks will get to hopefully enjoy that opportunity in 2026. So who should we send up? They've got to be in media, I think. I don't know, unless some of you are some social media influencers out there. I don't know if that counts or not. John, yeah, thanks for the note. It's so incredible to get a chance to fly with the Blue Angels. I had people offering me $25,000. this one lady, she's like, my husband will pay $25,000 to be able to fly with the Blue Angels. I was like, look, I'm in the media. They had two slots. That's why I got it. I'd love to help, but sorry. Let's see. The Trump honeymoon. Here you go. This is from Fox News Sunday.
President-elect Trump ringing the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange as Wall Street leaders grow increasingly optimistic about his second administration. And we are back now with the panel. So, guys, a year ago, Trump was politically dead, and now he is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. He posted on Truth Social how it started, how it's going, with a photo of his 2023 mugshot there on the left. His inauguration is obviously poised to become a global event, even though Xi Jinping is not coming. The Chinese are sending a delegation to attend. What does this reflect, Mark?
So it's the greatest political comeback in American history. The last president to lose the White House and then win it back 4 years later was Grover Cleveland in 1892. And he didn't have to overcome the Mueller probe, the two impeachments, and 91 charges at the federal, state, and local level. This is a comeback for the ages. And what's happening now is Trump is getting something that he didn't get the first time around, which is a political honeymoon. Because in 2016, everybody thought he was a fluke. He didn't win the popular vote. Hillary was unpopular. And so they immediately went to attack him to say he was an accidental president, not my president. The resistance started. They launched all these attacks, and it's utterly failed. He won the popular vote. He won the electoral college. He's got complete unified control of government. He's now got a chance to have the honeymoon and a chance to push his agenda that normal presidents get.
All right. Yeah. Very interesting comments there from Mark Thiessen. It's a good point because, yeah, even like you take the fact that Trump was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Not only was he named Person of the Year, but they actually had a really good photograph of President Trump on the cover of the magazine. So it's like, wow, that was interesting. The one area where I would disagree with the Fox News Sunday host there was Donald Trump was not politically dead a year ago. Donald Trump has never stopped fighting for this country. I don't think anybody thought Donald Trump was out of the fight. I think you thought they were going to try to take him out of the fight, but he was never truly out of the fight for the future of America and making America great again.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When looking at economic performance over a long span of history, one thing stands out, and that is the seismic change that periodically occurs in the trajectory of growth. What mathematicians call inflection points line up precisely with the introduction of new technology. If you go way back, things like the transition to organized agriculture, the Renaissance, and the Industrial Revolution permanently altered how economies operated and grew. Are we on the cusp of another such event? Many people think that we may be. When artificial intelligence graduates to artificial general intelligence, or machines teach themselves, it's easy to see how the ways we produce things will change massively. The way economists measure technological progress is through something called productivity, which has wandered up and down since World War II. All the technology we've developed since then has only moved the needle a little bit over all these years. Perhaps AGI will change that. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.